21 through 23. Somebody standing next to you don't have a Bible. Please, sir, please, ma'am, be Christian enough to allow them to look on with you. This should be easy because we've already had church. Let's give our musicians a hand. I tell y'all all the time that we really quickly need to learn how to appreciate what we have. Amen, somebody. A lot of time we look over what's right up underneath our nose, and we really should appreciate what God has blessed this church with. Amen. The grass will always look greener on the other side, but the water bill will always be higher on the other side. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. Are we all there?
Yes, sir. Come on.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
Come on.
God forbid.
Yes.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Skip down, if you will, to verse 21. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. Verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Turn to your neighbor, speak to him if you haven't spoken to him. Tell him, neighbor, just got one question to ask you. And that question is, now what?
Now what?
Now what?
Come on, Pastor. Come on with it. Now what?
Before you take your seats too quickly, I need somebody on one side to run over, hug somebody on the other side, and just tell them Happy New Year. Y'all in the choir, run over and hug somebody real quick. Tell them Happy New Year. I get that for a reason, because some of you have not realized yet that all the hell you went through in 2016, you've crossed over into a new year. And the sad reality is some of y'all brought that hell with you.
No.
Some of y'all brought some of that junk that you should have dropped off around 1150, 1155 last night, and made up in your mind that ain't no way you going with me into a new year. You don't take old furniture into a new house. So you don't take old trouble into a new year. I wish I had some help in here. You need to understand that for 365 days, God has kept you. I'm going to say it again. For 365 days, God has kept you. Anybody had times in 2016 you just didn't know whether you were going to make it or not? Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Maybe I'm the only one that you felt, can I just be myself, that you felt that you was damned if you do and damned if you don't. That you felt like throwing in the towel, that you felt like putting in your letter of resignation and saying, I'm done. Matter of fact, anybody in 2016 had that experience to just say, I'm done. Turn to your neighbor and say, I've been there. I was there in 2016. I was done with everything. I was done with everybody. I was done with how they did me. I was done with how they treated me. I was done with how they, I'm going to come down your street in just one moment. I was done with how they overlooked me. I wish I had some help in here. I was, you could have stuck a fork in me because I was done. And God came along and said, you might be done, but I'm not. I wish I had some help in you. Anybody glad that God had more for you than you even thought that he had for you? Maybe you ain't some stuff you didn't even think God could get you out of. I wish I had some help in here. I need to talk to some real folks this morning. I could say 2016 brought some ups and some downs.
Yes.
Some pleasures and some pain.
Yes.
I'm thinking about it, but I'm there now, so I might as well go ahead and do it. But anybody grateful that you made it? And a matter of fact, you ought to high five your neighbor and tell that neighbor, don't mess with me this year. Because I'm stronger this year because of all the hell I went through last year. See, some of the stuff that folks attacked you with last year, turn to somebody and say, that's bridge under the water, because they can't get to me this year with that same old junk. High five your neighbor and tell them, baby, been there, done that, and I ain't going back. You should have crossed over to 2017 with a made-up mind that some things I'm not dealing with. Some folks I'm not entertaining. Some folks I'm not letting push my buttons in 2000. Matter of fact, I'm raising my buttons up a little higher so they can't even reach them. I wish I had some help in too.
Come on.
Paul is dealing with this issue. He understands that God is an awesome God. He understands that no matter what you go through, you ought to thank God for it. He brought you through. I picked up a new spiritual advisor in 2016. And this spiritual advisor, Scott, is a very unique woman. And she always throws what I say back up at me. I wish I had some help. Y'all know who that is.
Okay. Come on.
All right. Don't say that, Brother Andrews. Okay. All right. We'll leave you right there. Amen. And we were talking the other day, and she said, babe, she said, let me ask you a question. I said, uh-oh, here we go. She said, could it be that you're going through what you're going through because God wants to take you higher? She said, could it be that God wants to elevate you, but he can't elevate you until you get past the test where you are right now?
Right. That's right.
And Ray, I really didn't want to hear that point. But I had to stop and think about what they said, Scott. And I said, you know what? Maybe you're right. And she said, you know, until you pass the test, it's going to keep coming back.
Right. That's right.
She said, so if you want to get past what you're going through, pass the test.
Right. That's right. That's right.
And on last night, I made up in my mind that the test was passed.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Come on. That's good.
Because just like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas,
some of the stuff that happened in 2016
stayed
in 2000. I wish I had a real choice. Anybody made up in your mind this year, I'm not dealing with some of the stuff I dealt with. I just refused to do it. Look what Paul says. Paul says, look, God has been too good. And King Solomon, can I just add us in here? God has been too good to this church. God has been too good to each and every one of us. Maybe I'm a Carl Rowe. Has he been good to anybody in there? Did he make a way out of nowhere? Did he bring you through your trials and tribulations? Did he heal your body? Did he give you peace in the midst of your storm? Did he put money in your pocket? Food on your table? High five your neighbor and tell them, we'd be here all night if I had to tell my story. But I can tell you one thing. God is good. Paul, dealing with this, he talks to the church at Rome. And the question then becomes, now what? And that's my question to you, gay King Solomon. Now what? Now that we've crossed over from 2016 into a brand new year, turn to your neighbor and say, now what? Because you see here, if God brought you through, you ought to have a determination to be better this year. Is that anybody's determination? I'm going to do better. I'm going to be better in 2000. I know I was all right in 2016, but I'm going to be better in 2017. There's some things I see here I need to bring out. First of all, there's justification. Everybody say justification. For if you look back at Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice and hope for the glory of God. We've been justified. In other words, your wrongness was justified by his goodness. Talk to your neighbor and tell them, see, that's the problem right there, because most of the stuff I got into in 2016, I got myself into. And only God, through Jesus Christ, could justify my wrongness. Anybody, you don't look at me strange. You tried it. You tried to justify it. Well, if they hadn't did this, I wouldn't have cussed them out. If she hadn't said something to me, I wouldn't have looked at her crazy. I wish I had some help in here. Justify. That's when you try to justify your own wrongness. But mama always tell me, two wrongs will never make a right. Somebody's got to be the bigger person. You got to get to a point where you can pray for those who wrongfully. Maybe I'm just talking to myself today. But we've been justified. And I don't understand how God can have mercy on us and we don't want to have grace and mercy towards each other. God can forgive you on a daily basis. On matter of fact, if I can be myself, every second, every day, every hour, every minute, he's got to what? Forgive you. And you can't forgive nobody. Justification. But not only do I see justification, but secondly, I see glorification. promise I'm not making it up. It's right there in Romans 5, 3 through 5, where it says, not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. Because we've been justified. So no matter what we go through, we ought to be able to give God praise. And when I read this, Scott, it kind of messed me up, because when you read this, it says, knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
Yeah. All right. Patience.
You can't heat God up in a microwave. Sometimes you got to stew in some stuff. I wish I had some help in here. And God says, you need to learn patience. And if I bring you out too quick, you ain't gonna learn no patience. But I need to let you sit there for a minute until you understand that I am God. Because see, God don't have to bring you out to bless you. Come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He didn't bring them out of the fiery furnace to bless them, but when they got there, guess what? God was already there. Anybody went through something and God was right in the middle of it with you. Patience. Experience. And experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Turn to your neighbor and say, maybe you can go back and get another gift. Because some of us don't have that love that goes abroad, that only comes from the Holy Ghost. What are you talking about, Pastor? You got to have the Holy Ghost to love folks who are constantly doing you wrong. It's got to be the Holy Ghost working in you to love folks that are constantly talking about you and backstabbing you. I wish I had a real church up in here. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Turn to somebody and say, got to be the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, it was the Holy Ghost that kept some of y'all from catching a case in 2016. Because how many of y'all, turn to somebody and say, baby, I was there. But the Holy Ghost stepped in. Heard somebody, you know, I want to ask a question. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
I said, won't he step in?
Yes, he will.
Won't he make a way when you just ready to go there? Won't he step in and calm your nerves? Won't he step in and give you peace of mind?
Yes.
So the question then is, since we have been justified by faith, and since we glory in tribulation, now what?
All right.
I'm almost done. It's a slow group. I don't have time. I don't have time. Since God has been so good to us, and if you don't think God's been good to you, something's wrong with you. Because on this first Sunday, actually the first day of a new year, turn to somebody and say, baby, you only here because God's been good to you. He could have took you out a long time ago. But because he loves you so, he let your golden days roll on just a little while longer. Since he's kept you in your right mind. Now what? Since he healed your body. Now, what? Since he's made a way. I don't know what y'all waiting on. Out of no way. Now, what? Since he's paid your bills that you couldn't find a way to pay. Now, what? Since he's made your enemies your footstool. Now,
that's good.
What?
That's good, Pastor.
what? Since he kept you when other folks thought you were going to lose it. Now, what? Since he worked a miracle in your life when the doctor's still trying to figure out what's going on with you.
Now, what?
Since he kept your child in his right mind. Now, what? Since your child didn't go to jail in 2016. Now, what? He says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? In other words, stop. Shall we keep on doing the same old mess? Am I talking to somebody up in here? That we did last year. Now what? Shall we keep on lying?
Backbiting? Come on.
Fornicating? Gossiping? Hating on each other? Creating chaos? Starting confusion? Turn to somebody and say, just being messy. Shall we continue in these things that God is not pleased with? I wish I had some help up in here. Am I in the text? He says, now what? Shall we keep on living the same old way that we did in 2016? Now what? And then he says, God forbid. Tell somebody, say, I can't keep on doing that stuff.
No.
Tell somebody, say, that stuff is old now. I didn't grow up. Did anybody have to grow up in 2016? Tell somebody, say, I had to grow above some stuff in 2016. Some of that stuff done got old. I done dig it, I done mastered it, I'm tired of it. It's time to move on to something else.
All right.
Then Scott, he says, all right. He says, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? You can't live in a house that you've been evicted out of. They call those squatters.
Right.
I wish I had some help in here. And come to somebody and say, it's time out for squatters. We moved to a new residence in 2017. And we can't live in that junk from 2016. I hope this is making sense to somebody. Any longer. Turn to your neighbor. Tell that neighbor, I got to do better. You didn't look at him. You didn't look at him. See, you will never grow until you're ready to grow. You will never change until you're ready to change. You got to get tired of being tired of yourself. Anybody say, I'm just tired of some stuff I did in 2016. I want to be better. I want to live holier. I want to live better for Christ in 2000. And matter of fact, I want to be closer. Gotta do better. What fruit had ye then in those things? Wherefore ye are now ashamed. And see, if the Holy Ghost resides on the inside of you, you ought to be ashamed of some stuff. See, before you met Christ, you can do what you want to do. It didn't bother you. I wish I had some help in here. But anybody grown to a point in Christ where you say, that stuff just get to me now. Every time I do somebody wrong, it bothers me. Every I got to make it right. I wish I had some help in here. And it makes you ashamed. See, I that's why y'all looking at me like that, because some of y'all are ashamed of some stuff that you've done, for you understand for the end of those things is death.
Yeah.
I'm through. Tell somebody, say, but now.
But now.
But now, being made free from sin.
Yeah.
Anybody glad that you free?
All right.
Can I just make it plain? From the penalty of sin.
Yeah.
Because you're going to keep on sinning.
Yeah.
But you're free from the penalty because you're justified.
Yeah.
I wish I had some help up in here. And become now not servants of the devil, but servants of God.
Yeah.
Turn to somebody and say, I'm glad that I'm a servant of God.
Yeah.
We didn't come to be servants,
but
we came to serve. I wish I had some help in me.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem with some of y'all. You want to be served, but you don't want to serve.
Yeah.
You want to have everything brought to you, but you don't want to bring nobody nothing.
All right. All right.
You want love, grace, and hope brought to you, but you don't want to share love, grace, and hope with nobody else. I wish I had some help in here. Ye have your fruit now unto holiness.
Right.
And the end. And the end. And the end. Turn to somebody and say, this ain't the end. But the end is coming. The end before you met Christ was death. But now the end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And see, that's why you ought to do better in 2017. Because time is winding up. And no man knows the day, nor the hour.
Yes, sir.
But one thing's for sure.
Yeah.
He's coming back again.
Yeah.
I gave you a high five. You gave me, ask him, neighbor, will you be ready when he comes back again?
Yeah.
Because when he comes back again, you ain't got time to get ready. He's giving you time now to get ready, so that when he cracks the sky, your bags should already be packed. Your ticket should already be in your hand, stamped, and you already should have your boarding pass ready to get aboard. Because if you don't, you might just get left behind. And it's sad to live in hell and die and go to hell. High five your name. neighbor and tell a neighbor there's enough hell right here on earth. It's got to be something better, Scott, than all the hell I'm going through right now. It's got to be something better than kids killing kids. It's got to be something better than drive-by shooting. It's got to be something better than doctors and pills and medication. It's got to be something better than confusion and chaos. It's got to be something better than the ups and downs of life. It's got to be something better than being talked about, mistreating, and abused. It's got to be something better than being misused. It's got to be something better than being misunderstood. It's got to be something better. But after you've done all you can, after you've prayed and cried, after you've cried and prayed, you just stand, because one of these old days it will be over, because there's something better on the other side. If it wasn't something better, what's the point in Christianity? If it wasn't something better, what's the point in living right? If it wasn't something better, what's the point in trying to live a life that's set apart? If it wasn't something better, why not just do what everybody else do? But anybody glad that you understand I got to do better, because there's something better in store. There's something better in store. Appointment down here, but I've got a mansion up there. I might not have money down here, but I've got a robe wrapped in gold. I've got golden slippers. I've got a father that's gone to prepare a place for me, that where I am, there he may be also. But one of these old days, he's coming back. 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 Will you be ready when he comes back? High five your neighbor and tell that neighbor, neighbor, that's why I'm working hard right now. Be ready when he comes back. What now? What now? Now what? What now? Now what? What now? When I tell you about me, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear the other be glad. Oh, magnify. I said, oh, magnify. Oh, magnify. Oh, magnify. Oh, I don't know what you're waiting on. Magnify. The Lord with me, and let's exalt his name together. Let's exalt, let's lift him higher, let's lift him higher, let's lift him higher, let's lift him higher, let's exalt his name together. Why we gonna
For the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. He's my way out of no way. My money when I get full. My money when I don't have none. He's my praise. He's my rock. He's my Jehovah Jireh. He's my Jehovah Nissi. He is. Strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. I don't know about you, but I want to go with him when he comes back. How about your name and say, will you be there? Will you be there? Will you be there? Will you be waiting? Oh, him to crack the sky. Yeah. High five everyone that's coming. Tell him now what?
Now what?
Now what? Because on this day, yeah, it's decision making time.
All right. All right.
Yes, sir. Are we going back to the same old mess?
Come on.
That he's already brought you out of. Tell him somebody, see, that's crazy.
That's crazy. That's real crazy.
For whom the Son
come on
has set free.
It's free indeed.
Where are my free folks at? Free from lying. Free from all that mess. This is a serious question, y'all. Now what? And guess what? Only you can answer that question. Tell me somebody, say, it's my life we're talking about.
It's my life we're talking about.
And I need to ask myself, now what? Are we going around in circles? Keep on going through the same old routine? Lord, if you bring me out of this, I swear I ain't going back in the gag no more. And before you can get both feet out, you right back in the same thing. This is serious business, y'all. Tell me somebody say, if I've been set free, I need to stay free. That's just like a criminal getting out of jail and going back and doing the same thing, get put right back in there.
Right.
Tell me somebody, say, I ain't doing that.
I ain't doing all that.
And I'm not doing it because God has been too good. Listen, if he was good enough to bring you out, he's good enough to keep you out.
That's right.
I challenge you. We're skanking all over the building. Matter of fact, while we're skanking, let's come to the altar real quick. Everybody just run down to the altar. Just come on down. Real quick. If you're serious about making some changes for the better in 2017, just come on down. While you're coming down, look at yourself and say, self, we're going to do better. We ain't going through the same junk. We ain't dealing with the same folks. I claim victory over every demonic spirit that held you down in 2016. Because the devil is always going to attack you. Because he understands if he can get you, then he's got your hands off of God. And without God, we are nothing.
We can't do nothing. We are nothing. And the devil knows that God has so much in store for us. And his job, he can't stop, but he can slow you down. Turn to yourself and say, self, I'm not even slowing down for the devil. Matter of fact, if you get in front of me, I'm running him over. Because I want everything that God has in store for me. I don't want to go through all this and get there and he say, depart from me. For I know you not. I don't want to be up here saying, well, God, I went to King Solomon every Sunday morning. I was in Sunday school. I was in 11 o'clock service. I went to 3:30 service. And he's sitting up here saying, but I never knew you. And then you got to go through, well, God, I get it all in your name. And you said, yeah. What you did was in my name, but I didn't know who you were. Tell me somebody, say, I want him to know me. I want him to see me coming and say, servant, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on, come on. I recognize you. Come on in. This is a new year. And while you making New Year's resolutions to lose weight and all of this stuff, see, we worry more about our physical bodies than we do our spiritual bodies. Talking to somebody, say, this is spiritual. I need to be spiritually better for God. So guess what we gonna do? Whatever that stuff is that you brought into 2017, drop it at the altar today. Drop it down today. And when you drop it down, drop it down with the determination that I'm moving past it. I refuse. It can't drink. It can't go. It's got to stay. It's got to die today. God, our Father, how we thank you. We pray right now, oh God, that you speak to all of our spirits. God, you know those things that we carried over that wasn't pleasing in your sight. We pray right now for the desire and the determination to drop it off right now. We want to be better. We want to live better. When people see us, we want them to see the light of you. For we are a light, a city that sits upon a hill. And when people see us, oh God, we want them to say, it's just something different about you. I want to know more about that God that you serve. And give, oh God, we pray that you pull us closer to you in 2017. Whatever issues we had in 16, oh God, we bring them right now. And we drop them off. We drop them off at your feet right now. Forgive us, release us, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we will give your name praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The doors of the church are open.